I admire those who excel at entertaining, who have a gift for hospitality. Most impressive are those who are unruffled with last-minute guests or who can throw something together at a moment's notice or after a full workday. I take vacation days to plan and execute a dinner party. The art of being a host escapes me. Spontaneous production eludes me in other ways. My homilies are scripted to the word. I fancy myself more a writer than preacher. I envy those who get up without a script, without a net, and talk. The great spiritual writer Father Henry Nouwen was one of those. If he were preaching at a Sunday Mass, he'd open up the gospel after breakfast, take 10 minutes to integrate it, and go out and preach intelligently and passionately. His biographer said that he could do this because Henry was always connected to Jesus, always in conversation with God. Fixed prayer times didn't come easily to him. Henry could be fidgety, distracted, looking at his watch. His natural prayer style was his constant and ongoing conversation with the Lord. One can visualize him muttering to Jesus at his side as he went about his life and writing and pastoring. In his biography of Henry Nouwen, lonely mystic, Michael Ford writes, "The difference between unceasing thinking and unceasing prayer is that prayer is thinking in dialogue. It is a move from self-centered monologue to a divine conversation with God." A retreat director once told me that Jesus is my constant companion. Since I embraced that reality, I've rarely doubted that Jesus is always with me in good times and in bad, in anxious times, depressed times, in all times. But too often I let Jesus just stand there, not allowing him to speak. Too often I choose my stale monologue to a fresh dialogue, the divine conversation that might save me. Choosing the better part, Jesus Christ, the gracious host and perfect guest, constant companion, and consummate conversationalist.